This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Oh man, it's hilarious. Today, the New York Times in 2017 is reporting what we at Natural News have been reporting for the last decade. The New York Times, in a big bombshell piece published today, has declared that mumps outbreaks are being spread by vaccinated children. Yes, yes indeed. That's their headline. Mumps outbreaks being spread by vaccinated children. I mean, that's a very close paraphrase of their headline. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but that's what it said. And the article even goes through and quotes doctors and other experts, health experts, immunization experts, epidemiologists, and so on, who say, yeah, it's the vaccinated children who are spreading the disease. This is the New York Times channeling Natural News. The New York Times is now confirming what we've been reporting for 10 years. In numerous stories, we've reported how it's the vaccinated children who get the mumps, who spread the mumps, that the outbreaks occur among vaccinated children and sometimes adults, you know, college students. Numerous headlines over the years, we've documented this again and again. And wouldn't you know it, the New York Times says the answer to all of this is that people need to get more mumps vaccines. More mumps vaccines, yes. That if the first one fails, you should get a second one. If the second one fails, you should get a third one. If the third one fails, they're going to start pushing a fourth one pretty soon. They actually quote some doctor in the story that says, yeah, everybody should get a third shot of the mumps vaccine because the first shot didn't work and the second shot didn't work. This is medical insanity, people. Medical insanity to say that, well, all their vaccine shots, that they don't work until you get it the third time? What? Are they insane? Well, no, not really. They're just quacks. They're hucksters. They're fraudsters. They're dishonest con artists. The vaccine industry is rooted in quackery, fraud, junk science, propaganda, social engineering, fake news, fake science, all of it. That's the vaccine industry. It's just fascinating to me. The New York Times is now confirming what we've been writing for so long, that the mumps vaccines don't work. Now, here's what the New York Times is not telling you. The reason they don't work is because the vaccine industry committed massive scientific fraud. They knew their vaccines didn't work. And so, as has been reported by two virologists who used to work for Merck, who filed a False Claims Act with the federal government, and they described how Merck management pressured them to commit massive fraud by spiking the vaccine, well, the human test subjects of the vaccines, spiking their blood samples with animal antibodies. So they committed fraud. They in order to get the FDA to approve the vaccine has to show 95% effectiveness. And they couldn't get it to show anywhere near that effectiveness. It was more like 5% effectiveness. So they had to spike it with animal antibodies. And then they ran the antibodies tests and they show, oh yeah, boy, this produces antibodies. And they forwarded that junk science to the FDA, which then said, yeah, the vaccine's good. It's got 95% effectiveness. Yeah, because they spiked it with animal antibodies. It was all a fraud. The whole thing's made up. It's all fiction about these vaccines. And so these virologists said in their False Claims Act document, which I've actually uploaded it to naturalnews.com. You can read the PDF right there. They said that they knew that Merck was, through this science fraud, was contributing to the outbreaks of mumps. And of course, you and I know that's the whole marketing plan of the MMR vaccine industry. Their marketing plan is to put out a product that doesn't work, that even contributes to outbreaks, causes more disease to spread, which causes the media to go hysterical on it, during which they call for everybody to go get more vaccines. And when those vaccines don't work, they call for a second vaccine. And when the second vaccine doesn't work, they call for a third vaccine. This is the scam of the vaccine industry. Their products don't work. Well, I mean, some products work for certain things like level 4 biohazard and so on. But the MMR vaccine does not work anywhere close to what they claim. Might work on a few people, doesn't work on anywhere near 95% of people. The flu shot's a total hoax. The scientists, just last week, we covered a story of scientists who have solved the riddle of why flu shots don't work. And the answer is the ViriVax viruses are grown in eggs, you know, egg yolk and egg protein, and it causes the viruses to mutate to the point where they're totally different, well, or different enough to where they don't confer immunity against the targeted influenza strains. So the flu shots don't work, and scientists have finally figured out why that is. And now we know the mumps vaccines don't work because the people spreading mumps and catching mumps are the very people who have been vaccinated against mumps. And so these total idiots in the media, these journalists, these comedians, these Hollywood scriptwriters, they're still, to this day, making fools of themselves, running around saying that vaccines work all the time on everybody and they're totally safe and they have no side effects. Nobody's ever been hurt by any vaccine ever. They're just total fools. Everybody else knows that children are hurt by vaccines all the time. And there's a secret vaccine court in America. $3 billion in damages have been paid out to families whose children have been damaged by these vaccines. Some of them have been paralyzed. Some of them have been killed by vaccines. Every year, easily over 1,000 children in America alone are killed by vaccines. And probably tens of thousands are harmed or maimed or paralyzed or scarred for life or suffer immunological damage or neurological damage or autism for that matter. It's just, the list just goes on and on. And yet you still have people pretending that all these vaccines are the greatest thing ever, you know? And now the science keeps coming out showing that the vaccines don't work. It's all, the whole industry is rooted in total junk science. And then you've got people like Paul Thorsen, who is an international fugitive from justice. He took vaccine research money from the United States government. He worked with the CDC. He took the money and fled the country. He's living in Europe. He fabricated like 10 or 20 studies that are still cited to this day in the medical journals to, quote, prove that thimerosal is totally safe. This guy made him up. He fabricated it, and then he fled the country. He is now an international fugitive from justice. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has even called for this guy to be extradited back to the United States so he can face an inquiry. I mean, the vaccine industry is so corrupt. It's so criminal, and it's rooted in such junk science. Literally, their only answer now is that when the vaccines don't work, take more. Do you see the complete lunacy of that kind of advice from the vaccine industry? That what they're saying, that their products are failures, they don't work, so you should take more. It's insane. What other industry works like that? Is that a business model for, I don't know, automobile manufacturers? If you buy a car and it's a total lemon, piece of junk, breaks down as you drive it off the lot, does the dealer then say, oh, you should buy a second car? And then when that one does the same thing, they say, oh, you should buy a third car. Why are you still buying cars when they don't work? The same question on vaccines. Why do you keep taking vaccines when they do not work? And the answer is because people are brainwashed into thinking that every time they get sick, they need a vaccine, even when the vaccines are making them sick. What a brilliant little evil scam the vaccine industry is running. Total hogwash. You talk about junk science and quackery. These people are crooks. These CDC scientists are criminals. The media is paid off by the pharmaceutical industry to keep pushing this nonsense. But now we know it's all fake. The vaccine industry is total nonsense. Read more at vaccines.news. And of course, my main website, naturalnews.com, will keep you informed on all of this. Remember, we are about a decade ahead of the New York Times. So what you read on Natural News today, you might find it in the New York Times in the year 2027. But we'll bring it to you first at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do, no one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.